I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Welcome back. Here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester. And it's not too often we get to say this, Gino. We've got a Hall of Famer on the line.
Yeah, the Amherst are back home coming up Friday night taking on Laval, but it'll be a special night, Seneca Legends night, as Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly will be appearing at the Blue Cross Arena, 7:05, signing autographs. This is presented by Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. Jim, thank you so much for your time today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Jim, before we get into some football stuff, you know, you're an inspiration for so many who fight cancer and your own fight for cancer. We saw a recent post from your wife saying that everything is checked out clean. How's your battle going, Jim?
I can't complain. I every 3 to 4 months I have to take a trip to New York City because I'm sure a lot of listeners out there understand this part. When you have an MRI and you're claustrophobic, that's not a good combination. So that's the only thing I hate doing, having to go down there, because I have to crawl in that little machine and have that thing right up against my face. But I know, you know what, it's part of it, and just got to suck it up and, you know, take my medicine, and I'll be all right. But the bottom line is it all came out negative. Everything's good.
Jim Kelly will be in town Friday night, the Amherst game, signing autographs 5:45 to 7 o'clock in the atrium, so make sure you get there early. Jim, we've got a new-look Super Bowl this year. Your thoughts on the matchup between the Chiefs and the Niners? And we're going to also see two new quarterbacks in this game, Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy Garoppolo. So for the quarterbacks that are going to be playing in their first game in the Super Bowl, what is your advice here?
Well, just go in and just don't make any changes. Whatever you see from studying film, I mean, every defense is different. I think when you look at the 49ers and how their pass rush is just so dominant throughout this whole season, I think that what Patrick's going to have to do is be able to hit that third step, that fifth step, and not hold the football as long, because those guys will be coming, and they know that he is capable of making big plays with his legs. Just don't give him the room to be able to run around. Make sure you clog those outside edges, that he doesn't have that, and he has to step up in the pocket. So, I coached him last year in the Pro Bowl, so I do understand how great of an athlete he is, and he's a heck of a quarterback. But, you look on the other side, Garoppolo has been doing a very good job. He relies a lot on the running game, but it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, I'm excited, because this year is the 30th year I've taken my five brothers and my high school football coach to the Super Bowl. So
nice.
I'm excited to go back to where I played college football. I had a bunch of my buddies, have a little fun, and hopefully enjoy a very good Super Bowl 54.
He is Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly joining us here in the sports bar. He'll be appearing at Seneca Legends Night this Friday night, the Amherst hosting Laval at 7:05 Blue Cross Arena, presented by Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. It's the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, Jim, but we've got the Senior Bowl this weekend, prospects of new stars coming into the league, pre-draft process beginning now. We look at the Buffalo Bills, a team that made it to the playoffs, and they've made it to the playoffs now in two of the last 3 years. What areas do you think this Buffalo Bills team needs to improve upon if it wants to be a serious contender this upcoming season in 2020?
Well, I'm always going to push for some offensive help.
Yeah.
Wide receiver would be nice. I mean, they got a couple good ones now, but I wouldn't mind seeing one come in about 6'1", 6'2". I haven't really studied a lot of what college football has out there coming out as seniors or, juniors being able to come out early, but I would love to see another wide receiver for Josh. And just like always, you always want a dominant pass rusher, somebody's going to be able to come off the corner. But where we picked so far down in the first, on the draft list. It, I don't know if there's going to be a dominant one out there, because he probably will be gone. But I like to see what the Buffalo Bills can do as far as finding Josh another weapon.
Yeah, Josh, we did see him make that step up from year one to year two. What in his game would you like to see him improve going from year two now to year three?
I think what I like to see is him be more of a quarterback than an athlete. He is such a good athlete. I think at times he relies on his athletic ability a little bit too much, maybe. I think what he needs to do sometimes is just be the quarterback. Go drop back, read coverages, go with your instincts instead of having to think that, you know, at times I have to make something happen with my legs and then get to hit the corners, which he does a very good job at. But I think there are times where he has to drop back, take what they give him, and not have to worry about making a big play all the time. He's getting better. I love what I see. I like his athletic ability. Year three, I think everybody, including myself, and I'm sure including Josh too, because I spent a lot of time with him, knows that he has to improve on the part of being a quarterback and not just an athlete. I think he definitely can do it. I'm behind him, and hopefully I'll be able to spend a little time this offseason with him and, you know, with Coach Dorsey, also the quarterback coach, and try to get him to think, okay, this year I have to really be a quarterback and not so much an athlete and a quarterback. But I have all the confidence in the world in him, and I hope he takes that next step up, because if and when he does, watch out, because the Buffalo Bills are that close. They're a pretty good football team.
He is Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly appearing at Seneca Legends Night this Friday. The Amherst hosting Laval Blue Cross Arena at 7:05. It's presented by Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. Jim, this isn't specifically related to one player, but I wanted to get your opinion on development, because we hear it a lot. We hear it a lot with both Buffalo organizations, actually. And I worry sometimes that development gets said to a point where it becomes almost a pejorative, viewed as a negative, that really talented players come into the league and you don't hear about their need to development. I don't know if you hear that Lamar Jackson needed development this year. Is development really a deodorant for a lack of talent in general?
You know what? You have to have that development time. But the thing is, you got to have the continuity. You got to have coaches that are going to be there for 4, 5, 6 years. And when you're replacing them every couple of years, that doesn't help in the locker room. And I think that when they find, and if they found the one that they want, both with the Sabres and with the Buffalo Bills, I think it'll be a lot better off. Because I remember having a conversation with Tom Brady last year, and talking about, you know, when you think about retirement and all that. And I said, what do you think the reason you guys are always so good? He said, continuity. We've had the same coaches here. We've had the same, you know, a lot of the same players here. It's not every other year we're looking to a different offense. And whenever talking about, Dable going to Cleveland maybe or somewhere else, I was like, oh, no, not again. We need to keep the same guys, same coaching staff here. So guys like a Josh Allen could really use the work and making sure that the same systems here year after year. And that goes with the Sabres, too, because I'm a season ticket holder. I go to games. I have a couple very close friends that are there pretty much every week. And they said, you know what, we always see these draft picks. We get the good guys, but we need to take that step up. And when you look up and all of a sudden there's another Boston team, it's a Boston Bruins, and then you got the New England Patriots. Okay, enough of that part of the country. Let's start doing some interior Buffalo. I want to see Sabre games being played right here in our arena. I want Bills home games as far as playoff games. Have teams come and enjoy the weather in January like I was able to do. So hopefully that is right around the corner. I'm a big Bills fan. I'm a huge Sabres fan. And I just can't wait to turn it around, because some of these younger people, including guys like my kids, that really haven't been able to see, because they haven't, you know, seen the playoffs here in Buffalo, what these wild and wackadoodle Buffalo fans, whether it's Sabres or Bills, they will go crazy. And when they see that, they're going to be pumped up.
Jim Kelly will be in town Friday night at the Amherst game. Amherst.com has more information. Jim, you brought up Tom Brady, and we know you talked to him. And boy, just to get your thoughts on what may happen this coming off season with Brady, the concept that he could possibly be in a different uniform. Jim, we've heard the stories that you had opportunities to perhaps play with another team following your days in Buffalo, but you chose not to. How important was it for you to have retired playing for just one team, the Buffalo Bills, in your career?
Well, it was awesome. I mean, you look at Dan Marino, who at Miami Dolphins. You look at John Elway, Denver Broncos. You look at me, Buffalo Bills. I know that even though Joe Montana, you think everybody thinks of him as a 49er, but he ended his career as a Kansas City Chief. I think that I can't see him in another uniform. And if he decides to go, make sure he goes to the NFC. We don't want him in the AFC. Get him out of the AFC East. That sounds good enough to me. But you know what? He is the GOAT. No matter what situation, he's going to play sound football. Yeah, he didn't have a great year. But nowadays, you look at the stats from other quarterbacks. It's just the way the league is evolving now to the pass game. You're throwing the ball 30, 40 times a game. And if you don't complete over 65% of your passes, you're having an average season. If you don't throw for 25, 30 touchdowns, that's not real good. So we'll see what happens. But you know what? Tom's a class guy. He's donated to Kelly for Kids every year I ever needed anything. He's given me his game shoes. He's had meet and greet. He's done so many things. And even, so many people from Rochester are such big supporters of ours, even like the guy Ronnie Billetier, all the stuff he does up there. And Adam and Mike Craig with their shooter, their bar and restaurant. When I go up there to watch the Bills play, St. John Fisher, as far as practice going there. But there's so many great guys up in Rochester. Just to see, how they are is awesome. And I know that I went a little bit off the path right there, but I just wanted to, shout out to some of those people that are such big supporters of not only the Buffalo Bills, but the Kelly for Kids, Greg Connor, Greg Polisini, just so many people up in Rochester is so giving this to have such a big heart.
Jim, we know we won't have an opportunity to talk to you here again in the next couple of weeks. We've got the Super Bowl coming up, and before we let you go, I want to make sure we get a prediction out of you for a week from Sunday.
Well, no, by prediction, I want to see a good game. I would like to, I like both sides. I know what John Lynch has done. I know him. He's done a heck of a job. But since I got to know Patrick Mahomes because I did, coach him in the Pro Bowl last year, I'm going to pull for the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Andy Reid. I think he's a class guy. So I want to see a good football game, but I'm going to go with my Chiefs.
Jim Kelly will be in Rochester coming up Friday night, part of the Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino Legends Night. Jim, appreciate your time today and looking forward to seeing you Friday night.
All right, y'all have a good one and we'll see you then.
Thanks, Jim. That's a success. Jim Kelly making his inaugural visit into the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Thank you, Warren Kozel.
Rochester. Warren?
Yeah, Warren.
Raising a glass in your direction, pal. You're the best. Friday night at Blue Cross Arena. Jim Kelly, if you missed it, we'll get it on demand for you shortly here at ESPNRochester.com. Search out the sports bar inside the radio.com app, and you can listen to all of our guest appearances at your leisure, anytime, anywhere. NFL appetizers next, Gino.
Yeah, before we get to appetizers, Danger, let me give you an update here on Antonio Brown, this courtesy of TMZ. Now, we told you earlier how there's a bunch of police out there. Antonio Brown has been accused of felony battery and burglary stemming from an incident with a driver who works for a moving company. TMZ is reporting that cops are working on getting a warrant for Brown's arrest, and they're trying to convince the NFL star right now to surrender peacefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The NFL career of Antonio Brown is over, right? We kind of determined that it would be over earlier this year, but another nail in the coffin that cements it.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is, you can't if you can't play from jail, all right?
Right.
The felony charge here, okay.
NFL appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
So the Bills have another Pro Bowler. We'll tell you about that. Julian Edelman undergoing surgery. We'll tell you about that as well. News from Odell Beckham Jr., the Niners, the Chiefs, of course, the Super Bowl coming up. Jim Caldwell finds himself back in the news. And Yeah, his Kevin Stefanski rounding out his staff here. A familiar name landing in Cleveland.
All right, NFL apps next. You're in the Sports Bar, Danger, and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis, and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus, on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPN Rochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.